God.
Uh-huh. Do you know the first four books of the New Testament?
Do we have them here at our home?
Do you know them?
Not really.
Well, what the names are. But there's four names that we're looking for.
No.
All right, let's see. You check books out from the...
library?
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to remember if there was a different name for a person who was a teacher who was a woman or a man, or were they all called teacher?
I always just call them teacher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At a wedding, the guy who stands up for the groom is the...
best man?
Mm-hmm. And one of the women standing up with the bride is the...
maid of honor.
And the other women are called...
What are they called? Not attendants, but...
Well, you could call them attendants. Is that what you'd call them?
That's certainly... there is another name for...
Okay, that's fine. People who are related to you are your...
kinfolks.
Kinfolks. Do you say that?
Sure.
All right. How about people who aren't related to you?
I ain't kinfolks.
Okay, what kind of house is this?
You mean style-wise?
Mm-hmm.
It's not really Western. Maybe it is, I don't know. But it's a kind of a unique style that they seem to have all over this whole area that deliberately made to look like each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that nobody tries to outdo anybody as far as the looks are concerned.
Mm. Oh, I see. That's interesting. That must be to keep the prices all the same.
Well, I think more than that, it's just the idea that they want it to not be a contest as far as who can build the biggest, fanciest house. Now, some of them are just, ours is fairly big, but some of them are a lot bigger than ours because you can do anything you want to in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it is very controlled. Anytime you're going to make any kind of a change on it, you must go through the board, which I happen to be on the board. But I'm a new one on there. Everything that we did, we had to go through the board mm-hmm. to get permission.
I guess you get along all right doing that. That doesn't bother you too much.
Oh, no. No, I mean, hey, it's the understanding that when you go in there and you sign an agreement to go along with what they say. And mm-hmm. and some people do get in trouble with the board. They have to take things out that they put in without asking.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, you notice we have windows on all sides now, but mm-hmm. this is unique because these houses this was turned over. In other words, this should have been, all of this should have been on this side.
Oh, uh-huh.
And which meant that nobody could sit there looking into other people's windows. But because this house was turned over, that we were able to put windows on this side, which was, they were not here when we moved. When we finally moved, but we did remodeling before we moved in, which we had permission because we could have windows and other people can't.
That's pretty complex.
Yeah, it is, but it's different. I think it's a nice deal, really.
What other kinds of houses do we build in El Paso?
Well, anything from adobe to certainly this is a stucco, and then a brick,
Is it a brick with a stucco veneer? Is that how it is, or what?
It's no brick, no.
Oh, okay, so...
I imagine under here, since I did not watch it being built or anything like that, but I imagine it's just a wall board with they put some kind of a support next to the wall board, which makes the stucco stick.
Yeah, I've always been curious about
insulation.
That.
Yeah. Well, it has to have the insulation, too. This house is well insulated.
Uh-huh. Do you have a storage space above your house?
Yes, part of it.
What's it called?
Attic.